definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
What's happening? Happy Thursday.
Friday for some of us.
It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White across the way taking care of us as usual today. You can hit us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, hopes, dreams, not too early for score predictions for the weekend. You know, temperature predictions, wind chill predictions.
82.
82. I bet that's going to be a little hot for, for Maui.
It was 81 yesterday.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. That's just dumb.
That's just dumb.
But we'll take it all on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. I did some looking last night. Started the packing process for Iowa.
You put in your dog sled?
I've not put in my dog sled yet. Wind chill. That's the problem for this one. Not only is it going to be cold, but the wind chill is supposed to be. Showed me that it will be. It feels like 7 degrees at kickoff on Saturday. Feels like. Good luck, Chris Level. I'm sitting there thinking of me, and then I think of Level. I'm like, oh boy. At least these guys on the sideline can, be by the heaters, sit on the heated benches. They'll have the giant coats. And they'll be, you know, for the most part, moving and running around playing football so that they can get the blood flowing there. But Chris Level will be mostly stationary. And
what do you think gets the coldest on him?
Level, if he goes like hands in the pants, football style, just, you know, sticks them in the crotchal area, it'll keep the hands warm.
The crotchal region.
That's a football move, right? I mean, everybody did that in at least junior high or high school. When you're playing football, you got to put the hands in the pants because you underestimated the cold.
So when you were playing, what's the coldest you ever did?
Dumas would get pretty cold.
Oh, yeah. So, ice box.
We played in sub-freezing temperatures. I'm trying to think of the
I mean, heck, they played in snow.
Yeah, they played in
like
snow.
Like 2 Fridays ago.
A couple Fridays ago, yeah. There wasn't a lot of snow.
Right, it was still like,
there was,
hey, it's early November.
On the turf, yeah.
And we've got snow on the ground.
Man, I remember actually a baseball game being the coldest.
That's me too.
Oh,
my yeah, of course I didn't.
Goodness gracious. There was one in February.
Snow falling
February,
during.
February baseball would start up. Because we never made the basketball playoffs, so I didn't get to have to worry about that. Baseball, there was this one game against Randall where I think the wind chill was down in the teens, and it was just...
Why are we out brutal. Here?
Brutal. Or maybe it was the actual temperature in the teens, but...
It was so cold that one time that we were playing that I was pitching because I didn't want to get anybody else hurt.
Here, Hex, we'll use your old arm on the mound here.
Do you remember Kevin Bookout?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
OU basketball player?
OU. He was a punk, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Or is he just a dislikable guy because he was good?
That I think more than anything. Okay. The Bookouts.
My memory of him was that I didn't like him. That's all.
Yeah, he was good. He had a big brother.
Was he in the Hollis Price era?
Yeah.
That range? Okay. I didn't like those teams.
He had a big brother named Casey who played baseball for OU. And Casey was even bigger than Kevin, which is hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And could just absolutely rake. And we're playing Stroud. And he hit one through the snow that I think is still going. And he hit it in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
Yeah, we definitely played a couple of snow games.
We had a deal called... so we had the field. And then in left field, it would drop off after the fence. And then you had the drive that you come in by in your car. And then once you get past the left field foul pole, you... turn in there. So over the little gravel drive to get in was just an old waste pipe yard.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really hit one, they say you hit it in the pipe yard.
Hit it in the pipe yard.
Yeah, and he hit it in the pipe yard.
Mm.
Where'd it go? The lumber yard.
Mm. Do you remember the weirdest field you ever played at? I'm not trying to derail us too much.
No, that's okay. There's several. In Elk City.
That's the one for me. We played a road game in Elk City my senior year.
How do you
year.
Remember it?
It's a stone fence, and it's like...
Center field's like 600.
I was about to say, it was like 480 to center field. Like, not exaggerating. It's like a point, like all the way out there. And it was like a cobblestone type fence, too.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, but if you... I mean, you don't really have to worry about it.
Didn't have to worry about it.
It's so far out
there. I swear, I thought it had a six in front. I thought it was 600.
Was it really?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
Never ending.
But yeah, it's so far out there. So if you get one past the center fielder, then there's a good chance.
How about that? You and I, the first one that comes to mind is Elk City, Oklahoma.
Ballpark. That's why I brought it up, because I'm like, the home of the Elks. Weirdest park I ever played in was in... We won that game. I do remember that.
In Guthrie, they have a really cool one. It has some of that stone feel to it also.
Yeah.
But left field is really unique. It's got a short porch in left and trees, and it's really pretty. And then you go to center. So right center opens up into the football field. So the football field runs into right field.
That's crazy.
And so they kind of merge together.
Do they have like a movable fence that they put?
No, it's just open.
Just open?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if you hit it into the... You just chase it down in the football field?
Yep.
Wow.
Go get it.
Gotta love those weird ballparks. That's one thing I love about baseball is just uniqueness of ballparks that can come with it. I mean, no other sport can you get that.
It's like, I swear to you.
This hockey rink has a weird little cutout in the middle of it.
Kearney, Oklahoma.
Kearney?
Down the left field line, 230.
Dropping bombs on on pop-ups.
So the only time that I ever played in the outfield was this All-Star game. And for some reason, they held it at Kearney.
Wow.
And I'm out there in left field, and they split us Ripley kids up. So we had three on this team and three on the other. My buddy Bo hits a routine pop-up. And I forget that I'm playing in Kearney.
Yeah.
And I go back, wham. Just cut Slam my knee wide open. Right into the fence.
Oh, love it.
It's like, oh, I forgot.
We have moved on from baseball to pickleball. We will bring up pickleball a little bit later.
Pickleball is one of the more fun things I've ever done.
It's so much fun. It really is.
I don't worry about, maybe it's because I'm early on, but I don't worry about the wins and losses as much.
No.
Or maybe that's because I'm old and fat.
Every single time I've played so far, it's been the same. I lose like three or four in a row and then win like three or four in a row.
You and I pulled a dub.
We did get a dub
last night. Mid trash talk.
There is plenty to get into. Of course, on the tech front, we'll talk tech hoops. Want to get a little preview of Maui.
Congrats to Lady Raiders.
Lady Raiders pulled one out last night. Did not look good for a little bit, but they find a way. So big win for Coach Gerlich on her birthday. We will preview Maui, have Hacks give us a preview. More preview of Tech and Iowa State. Weekend pick 'em early. We will do that coming up at 10:30 this morning. All of that ahead. It's the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your Thursday. You're listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. These are your headlines for this Thursday, November the 17th. We'll start off with what Hax mentioned a little bit ago. Congratulations to the Lady Raiders who pick up a narrow victory, 86-85. Over the Colorado Buffaloes, and this one didn't look good. Down 16, had to go on an 18-2 run to, I believe, tie it at 41. So down early, get it back. Then you've got a very back and forth affair, and the Lady Raiders ultimately get it to overtime, 80-80. Nice defensive play at the end of regulation to get to overtime. And then prevail there, 86-85. Ooh, this one, if you're a Lady Raider fan, had you probably breathing pretty heavily. But a muy importante win for Coach Gurley. Can't lose two in a row on your home floor, especially after losing to Jackson State the night before. So, big win for Coach Gurley.
Jackson State did beat Louisiana by almost 30.
Which is who Texas Tech plays next
yeah.
in on Sunday.
Lafayette.
In Lafayette. So, that one's... maybe Jackson State's really good. I guess if you're the Lady Raiders, that's what you're hoping for, is that they turn out to be a really good basketball team this year. But that that win last night, a good one, because it was the first loss of the season that you handed to Colorado as well. Other headlines for you this evening. We've got Red Raider football with Joey McGuire coming your way on Double T97.3, final show of the year. This is the wrap-up at 6 o'clock this evening on Double T97.3. Of course, no show next week because it will be Thanksgiving next Thursday. Also, on the airwaves, we've got Titans and Packers starting up at 6 o'clock right here on 100.7, the score. Are the Packers back? Or are you taking the Titans
in
this one?
Oh, no. No, they're not back. No.
I'm taking the Titans in this one. I wouldn't mess
with
the
Titans
Packers.
Are a whole lot tougher than the Pack, that's for sure.
Well, Aaron Rodgers was kind of talking this week like, that was a turning point for us. That was just the Cowboys melting down. That was the first time that Mike McCarthy helped.
Randall Cobb's going to be back.
Yeah. First time Mike McCarthy helped the Packers team win in a long time. But he did, unfortunately. Got high school football for you this evening. Just a handful of games. Not a whole lot on Thursday night, but a whole lot on Friday. This week's Thursday night games, the Godly Wildcats and Seminole Indians square off at McMurray and Abilene, Wilford Moore Stadium there at 7 o'clock tonight. Muleshoe Mules up against the Brock Eagles in the Mustang Bowl in Sweetwater. That's at 7 tonight. And then New Deal up against the Forsan Buffaloes. That one's at Mustang Stadium in Denver City at 7 o'clock tonight. So those are all the Thursday games for you. Plenty going on tomorrow, including the two teams we'll carry, Friendship and Lubbock Cooper. Friendship against South Lake Carroll, Lubbock Cooper against Aledo, Friendship on Double T97.3, and Cooper on 100.7. The score, all sorts of other teams in action, Shallow Water, Estacado, Idaloo, Rawls, New Home, Sudan, Andrews, lots of teams in the area in action tomorrow. Good luck to all of our area, Lubbock area high school playoff teams. Hope they can make quite the run coming up. Justin Verlander claims his third career Cy Young Award. This guy's ageless. I mean, what's going on there? And he defies everything about pitchers today. I mean, he's coming off Tommy John surgery, too. When's Cy Young?
Two words. Kate Upton.
I knew you were going to go there. If you said one word, I would have been like, steroids. But no, Kate Upton. He's not a roid user. I'm just jealous. And just jealous of Kate Upton, too. Oh, man. It's crazy to see what Justin Verlander has done in his career, and I am very jealous that the Astros have him, the Rangers don't, but he is impressive to say the least. He's probably the last pitcher that will be able to win 300 games in his career, and probably the last that's going to hit the 4,000 strikeout mark. There's only four other pitchers at those marks right now. And they're all longevity pitchers, but think about it, no one else goes. Like, it seems like every pitcher nowadays in Major League Baseball is really good for two, three seasons, starting pitchers. Like even Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw's still good, but they don't have their prime last for a decade or more like Justin Verlander has, like Nolan Ryan did, like Randy Johnson did. Like those kind of pitchers that are truly longevity guys. You have guys that are really good, untouchable. I mean, like the Barry Zitos of the world. Barry Zito was untouchable for a while there.
Barry Zito.
Remember him?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
And then, but then he was nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, he fell off flat. Tim Lincecum, another one.
Man, are you doing research on your pitchers, man?
No, I'm just thinking of these guys that flashed.
I haven't heard like those names in forever.
Right, but that's what I'm thinking of. It's just like guys that...
Tim Lincecum.
That, and it's not like a flash of one season. It's a flash of 3, 4, 5 years. But Verlander's just against the grain. And that's all the Astros praise I'll give for the whole offseason, probably. Last headline for you. TJ Vasher drafted.
Saw that. Brahmas.
By the San Antonio Brahmas. That's one of my favorite names for sure. The San Antonio Brahmas pick up TJ Vasher in the XFL draft yesterday. I think there's another, I think they're going all defense in the draft today. It's weird. They're drafting basically rounds by position groups is how they've done this. They did quarterbacks first. They did skill positions all together in a certain number of rounds. They'll do, I think, a few rounds of safeties and all DBs together. And then, yeah. So, in the offensive side, Vasher was the only one, only Red Raider to go. You might see a couple of Red Raiders on the defensive side, though.
Just be careful, because now Choice is going to put XFL games on our weekend pick'em challenge.
I don't think they'll start for a while, so we're okay.
Well, just be prepared, because this is going to happen.
Prepare.
Be prepared.
Our weekend pick'em challenge is going to be a little different this week.
Did you talk about the draft?
Oh, no, the Thanksgiving one? Not yet. I hadn't brought it up yet.
Because you're getting killed.
What?
What?
Who predicted that?
So am I, though.
Yeah.
Jackson.
Jackson's running away with
Jackson
it.
Jackson flaxing, waxing.
We wouldn't even have, as of right now, we wouldn't have even had to have a runoff. He's over 50% of the vote. Do you have the numbers? I'll pull them up.
55.3, Jackson. 28.2, me. 16.5, you.
Fake news. Who doesn't like Lucas? Where would your vote lie with this particular draft?
Have you seen it?
I have, and I did vote. Let me see. I think I voted for group number 2,
which is the leading group. Yeah. Honey glazed ham, mashed taters, mac and cheese, suckers. Apple pie, and deviled suckers. Eggs.
Suckers. Which one?
That what was Jackson.
Y'all? Oh, okay.
My
Jackson can't come in here and just win a draft.
No, he can't.
But he just did. Unless we get an influx of votes.
I was disappointed in my draft strategy, Hax. I just really
I was disappointed in myself when I looked at the pictures. I was like, you know, dressing and stuffing can be considered your bread.
Yeah, you didn't. You were forcing the bread.
Yeah.
So what would you have replaced? You had the last pick. If you would have gone in the fifth round, what would you have done?
I don't know. What should I have done?
Well, you went corn on the cob over cream corn, too.
That's
I would have gone cream corn.
No.
Cream corn. Right? Thanksgiving?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I was really disappointed that I let Jackson take deviled eggs from me. I'm a big deviled eggs guy. And I could have got it.
I thought that was you when I looked the original lead. No. I thought I was like, oh, mm-mm. Choice picked the deviled eggs.
No. What's even sadder? Jackson's gonna beat us without having the bird. He doesn't even have turkey, and he's gonna beat us in the Thanksgiving draft.
It's depressing.
He whipped us. All right, more of your thoughts on the Ace Flooring Center chat line next.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Number 2, you're hanging with the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White across the way taking care of us. Continue to join us. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. Keep this number handy. Not just yet, but hold on to it. 806-771-0973. That's the number to the Benchmark Hotline. 806-771-0973. We will pick games about 30 minutes from right now. Doing our weekend pick'em challenge a little early because Axe and I will be en route to various areas tomorrow. Very, very opposite type of areas. Get a preview from Senor Haxton in a moment. I'm worried about, I keep talking about my cold weather and the Tech football team's cold weather. Do you see what's potential in Buffalo this weekend?
Lake effect snow?
6 feet of snow potentially projected.
There's nothing like
six.
I mean,
feet. I saw someone tweet 6 feet of snow, and then the two running backs in the game, Devin Singletary, 5'7".
Yeah,
it's like no, these guys aren't gonna be able to see where they're running. Oh, isn't that crazy? I love snow games to watch on TV, but man,
there's been a lot of it.
I would.
There's some action last night that had snow.
There's quite a bit of snow in Ames this past week, but of course that'll be off the field by game time. So that is unbelievable. 6 feet of snow potential. I don't know what it's like in Bozeman, Montana. Going to be cold. College game day heading to Bozeman. Are they doing this purely for Yellowstone? Not kidding. Like, what's the purpose of doing a Montana State game the week that Yellowstone comes out? Is this why? Because it's such a popular thing right now?
I mean, I think
because you got two great Pac-12 games going on this weekend.
I think they're too. I think they've kind of turned this year into the exploring places we've never been, check marks for these places.
There's still quite a few FBS places they've never been, or not? Excuse me.
Oh, it's like three, isn't it? Three or four?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I'm mistaken. I guess I just don't remember a lot of these. Not FBS, but
five or six.
Power five. But they're going to these FCS places. Usually they do one a year. A lot of times that's what they've done. I think this is the third trip to an FCS.
Well, think about it. How long's game day been around? 20 years?
At least, yeah.
Probably. You get to a point where been there, done that. And
I mean,
think of how many times they've been to.
They were in Austin last weekend.
Austin, Norman,
mm-hmm. All the blue blood.
Columbus, Tuscaloosa, Gainesville, blah blah blah, all down the line. And they got, you know, hey, let's take our brand to a different place.
I guess location.
This makes more sense than the Jackson State one to me.
Yes, it does. It does. The location, I guess, doesn't keep people from watching, does it?
No. I've never seen what Bozeman, Montana looks like. Let's dial up game day. We can check it out.
That's true. Well, you could see it on Yellowstone, too. So, Bozeman, Montana, the site for college game day this weekend.
I still haven't watched season four. Can I just pick up five? Got to go back four?
Yeah, there's too much that goes on at four. It's one of those shows, you know. I mean, you've seen the other seasons where there's too many separate storylines going on at once that I feel like you have to.
Well, it looks like I know what I'll be watching tomorrow on the plane.
A lot of Yellowstone, 8 hours?
Mm-hmm.
I was on a plane for 8 hours, but, well, it wasn't moving, so hopefully your 8-hour experience is a little better.
That's what I'm going to keep in mind.
Yeah, when you're on there, it's like, at least we're. We're heading in the right direction.
At least we're in the air.
We're not sitting for 8 hours.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. No, gotta knock on wood. Well, also, Bozeman kind of fits because you know what this week is? It's the rolling bye week in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
How do they get away with that? I mean,
when they play conference games in week two.
They get why are is there no more accountability for it?
What do you've had this.
I hate it.
Snag about
I hate it.
FCS teams.
No. I hate that it's the placement of it. Why do they get to do this in
because
week
Because they play
week
conference
11?
Games in week two.
Okay, so the Big 12 would be killed for doing this. They only get away with it because they're the SEC.
I really don't see why it's a big deal.
Because we're into the great meat of college football.
We didn't have to worry about it in week two.
If the Big 12 chose to play games in week two, which they did actually.
One of them.
Okay. They still played one, and they played one in week three. If the Big 12 were to move games to week two and week three and play some of these FCS matchups, then you get crushed for having a weak schedule. It turns into a narrative. Have you seen, and I'm not going to sit here and defend TCU, which I hate right now, but have you seen some of these talking heads talking about TCU? TCU has the number one rated strength of schedule in the country.
And they
right said
now. They hadn't played anybody.
And they keep talking about how TCU hadn't played anybody. They've got the toughest strength of schedule in the country because of how tough the Big 12 has been. Now, since there aren't numbers next to the names, you look at overall records in the Big 12, it's really good. Again, 10 teams right now could get to bowl games. Probably changes after this weekend. Actually, we hope it changes after this weekend. But it's crazy how narratives, perception, rules the day in college football.
I know that, and I agree about perceptions and narratives.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to logos and tradition and stature, but why is this on your radar?
I don't know. I just... frustrations of that, the perceptions and narratives and inequalities of college football. I get it. The SEC's great. It is. I don't deny that. It's just you don't have to act like the Big 12's not, or that other leagues are not, because the SEC has some good football teams. You don't have to treat other leagues so much lesser, so much lower. And my point is, again, if the Big 12 were to do the exact same thing, if TCU were to go up against an Alabama A&M this weekend, they'd get crushed for it. They'd probably lose a spot in the college football playoff because they just beat an Alabama A&M 65-23. I don't know why I came up with that score. 23 is a weird college football score.
It's a lot of points for an FCS, too.
It is. Someone just said, thanks for knocking on the table. You just set my dog off, Choice. He's trying to kill whoever's on the other side of the door. My bad. Didn't mean to. It's kind of funny. I could say, Alexa, order me toilet paper. And I might have just ordered someone toilet paper at their house.
Oh, yeah.
Set
I would come
off.
Up to the station and smack you if you did
if
that.
If that actually worked. Exercise and Lows are coming your way next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your Thursday. It's the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Fox 34 News now on the television side of things. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Handful more of your thoughts. Get your questions in. Ask the Benchwarmers. Not too far away. Panhandle Raider says, Hax is one lucky man watching Tech football in 85 degrees sunny weather while Raider Nation is freezing in Ames. Not bad. Bobby Hot Dog says, I see Choice as a duster type of guy. I've never worn a duster. I wouldn't mind owning a duster, but I've never worn one. Raiders dad said, mark it on your calendar. Woodman just jinxed it. What did I jinx this time? Oh, the home winning streak for Adams. He's going to lose a game at some point.
Yeah.
So one of these years, he's going to lose a game. He's not going to go undefeated for the career. If he wants to, prove me wrong, I will be thrilled for that. But he's going to lose a game at some point. But I'm saying the advantage at home is unlike... I mean, seriously, Hax, you've been all over the place. Home atmospheres, truthfully, you have one of the best 5 to 10 in the country. There are very few that can rival what you've got going at United Supermarkets Arena in basketball. Right?
No doubt.
This texter says,
I think Kansas and Texas Tech are dead even, and they each have their own little nuances. Mm-hmm. But I've had people in the league after games here say, hey, this place is better than Kansas.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I mean, and people like me
have gotten to that.
That have been everywhere, seen everything.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you've been all over the place.
And I keep saying it. I mean, the OSU atmosphere in Eddie Sutton early 2000s was remarkable as far as just sheer loud.
Mm-hmm.
And to see what it is today is just it's heartbreaking. They could go back to the old Gallagher and not fill it right now, which was 6,000.
First Tax gets a freebie on the Tiny Wheel. Now he gets bikinis and palm trees in the same week.
Let's go.
Apparently, Hax's prayers to be like the Woodmans are being answered.
Yeah. Dear Lord, I've seen what you've done for the Woodmans, and I know you can do the same for me.
Hey, what are you talking about? I don't have bikinis and palm trees this week. I get weird,
this is all
weird
payback.
People in Iowa.
It's all payback for having to basically live in the Dakotas from January 1st to March 15th for five of those 11 years.
Mm.
And then again, man, we did some of the weirdest, dumbest stuff when we were there. We would stay in
some stories. Yeah.
We'd stay in Chicago, bus to Fort Wayne, Indiana, which is 3.5 hours,
mm-hmm.
play, and then bus back to Chicago.
To fly. Wow.
And Fort Wayne's not a bad city.
Second
biggest city in Indiana. Now, the sun never shines there, and it's cold and miserable.
Yeah.
But we just did some weird stuff.
Biggest?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Fort Wayne's almost in Ohio, and you're bussing from Chicago. What, on game day? What are we doing here?
Sound like you should have been an ops guy instead. Bad draw, You want to play weak teams all season non-con? This isn't win or go home. I want to play Creighton better than another soft team we're favored by 20-plus over. I just said, I mean, bad draw is for the first round. You want to play Creighton in the championship. That's what you want, right? I mean, that would be the more ideal setup. If you get a San Diego State or an Arizona.
And there's nothing saying to me, Choice, that, I mean, they've played Holy Cross and St. Thomas and
Creighton.
Yeah, I mean, let's see.
I think the part that scares me about
St. Thomas,
Creighton,
North Dakota, and Holy Cross. What I was getting to was there's no guarantee that you don't step out there and they look a whole lot like Gonzaga did last night.
Mm-hmm. That's possible. The part that scares me is the experience on the Creighton team. They've got a good amount of experience and guys that were there last year, and that's what makes me a little more nervous, because you've got a team that's full of the opposite, guys that have not played a lot together. So that's where I'm a little nervous. But
I got
again,
a
you're
breaking
right.
Breaking news for you.
I like breaking news.
Major League Baseball All-Star Game, Arlington, Texas.
All right.
2024.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I bet we can get some end of the bench passes for that.
Oh, we're getting them.
Let's go. I'm serious.
You know who's,
we can do the show from there.
You know who's organizing it?
Who's that?
Matt Wilson, the Wolf.
We're getting them.
We're in.
Let's go. Okay. That's awesome. Arlington.
Released it 7 minutes ago.
That's on my on the bucket list for me to go to Major League Baseball All-Star game.
Commissioner Manfred announced today. 2024 All-Star Game presented by blah, blah, blah.
blah, blah, blah.
And accompanying All-Star Week events to the Texas Rangers. Yeah!
Awesome. Did you go when it was there in 96?
Nope. I've never been.
Okay.
Oh, the boy's going to love that.
I can't just let you leave me for a week and not give you a pop quiz on the way out.
Yeah. I understand.
It's necessary.
I understand.
All right, Hex.
Oh, puppy quizzy.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, these are bowl games. You have to tell me the sponsor for this year of the bowl games. And almost all of these are Big 12 affiliated bowl games. They're Big 12 games.
I'm not going to get it.
All right, out of the 10, I need.
There's 10.
I need 6 of them.
Okay. I'm not going to get it.
To get you a D passing grade. Starting off, we'll start on the higher side of things. This is in the college football playoffs semifinal. Fiesta Bowl.
PlayStation.
It was PlayStation last year. Verbo, VRBO, was the sponsor this year. Oh, goodness. All right. Another college football playoff semifinal. The Peach Bowl.
Chick-fil-A.
Hey, we got one. 1 for 2 so far. Big 12 versus SEC matchup in a New Year's Six Bowl. Sugar Bowl. You can pass if you want to come back around.
Pass.
Pass. Okay. The Alamo Bowl.
Valero.
Ding. It's the dad's company. So, got two so far. This one. The bowl that's played in Orlando, formerly known as the Tangerine Bowl.
Cheese it.
Okay. I couldn't just give you that. Straight up. Got three. Texas Bowl.
This thing has been so much.
Oh, this one I feel like changes every single year. It's one. This is a new one this year, by the way, I think.
Is it Gallery Furniture? No.
Tax Act.
Tax Act. No, it's going to go downhill.
All right, two strikes. Liberty Bowl.
AutoZone.
Got it. You got four. Only need two more. All right, the bowl that is now played in Phoenix. Was at one point the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, the Insight Bowl, all of this. This is the one in Phoenix, and it's been named this for, I think, the last 3 years. Or this will be the third year. Still allowed to pass if you want to come back around to it, because we got a couple more to give you.
Okay, yeah, pass.
Okay. First Responder Bowl in Dallas. And there's also the Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth. He's sitting at four, folks. He's sitting on two passes.
I don't...
Punch him out.
Jeez.
Serve Pro First Responder.
Never would have got it.
Really?
No.
Okay. Lockheed Martin.
Lockheed Martin.
Armed Forces.
Should have got that.
That one's been that way for a while. The Guaranteed Rate Bowl is the one that's been in Phoenix for like 3 years.
I was going to guess that. You said it was a pass. I was going to come back.
I said you could pass to it. You already struck out.
I know, but you said I could get to six.
But you got your three strikes first.
Oh.
You already got your three strikes.
Weak.
Sugar Bowl is All-State.
All-State Sugar Bowl.
I think you
should
have got that.
I attended that and couldn't pull it.
Yeah, but yeah, you went not that long ago, didn't you?
Wasn't that long ago.
All right, get your questions in. Handful of questions. Again, that was an illustration of how stupid it is with all these bowl names, sponsors, and switching them every year and naming rights. It's all dumb. Get your questions in. Ask the Benchwarmers headed your way next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
That's right. It is time for Ask the Benchwarmers on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. To my right, that is Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Jackson Frazier back behind the glass. Questions for any and all of us are welcome. Actually, quite a few questions in already, so we'll dive straight in. Let's start with this one from earlier. Hax, did you ever decide what excursion you're going to go on or going to do in paradise? You have to at least eat Hawaiian steak. Is that a thing? I've been and I don't remember like Hawaiian steak being a thing. I had like Hawaiian barbecue. You gonna have some of that?
Oh, yeah.
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 It's pretty
gotta
good.
Gotta get that pig somehow.
You gotta get that suckling pig. So, any excursions?
Not planned. Mm-hmm. I may tag along with stuff the team is doing. That's the bargain way of doing things. Hope they'll let you on the boat.
Any room here?
But I usually don't do those things, so we'll see.
Hax, how are you handling the anticipation of the flight? That's for Brennan.
Not good.
Not good?
Mm-mm.
Remember, hey, we're moving. It's 8 hours.
Yeah, right.
We're moving, not stationary.
Yeah, not running routes on the tarmac at Preston's airport.
What happened to the volleyball team? Too many injuries?
Yeah, and just think they got going the wrong way and couldn't pull out of the nosedive. When I get back, I get back on a Thursday.
Should have a couple left, right?
Yeah, I think I have one on Friday. So it'll be get back and then get a sleep and then go do that. But returners, 6-year players, sprinkled in some new bodies. I just don't know if they
because ever, even at the beginning of conference play, they were playing better.
Yeah, I just don't think they ever had any chemistry, which is wild.
Mm-hmm. Someone said, Jeff, found you a shirt.
Hey, I have seen those. Facebook knows that I love Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's
and funny. Their algorithm has said, this guy's a sucker. He'll buy this turkey shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not done it yet, so that means I'm not going to do it because we're past that time.
Bobby Hot Dogs, if Hax passes this pop quiz, does he get to stay in the penthouse at Woodman Heights in Maui? Well, he didn't pass it, so we don't have to let him stay there in Maui. So we went to two islands in Hawaii. Did not enjoy my time very much at the Big Island, which was Honolulu. Just way too touristy. Like Waikiki Beach was crazy busy. Yeah, didn't really. But I loved Maui. Maui was different.
My dad's been exactly where we're going, and he's just thrilled for me.
You know where you're staying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Weston.
That's fancy over there.
Yeah.
It could be living it large. I'm sure that's a package deal with the whole tournament thing, huh? Benchwarmers, if you got a chance, which would you rather do? Demolition derby, monster truck racing, or motocross? That's from Bullfighter.
Demolition derby.
Yeah, I want to do that. Motocross, I would die. Monster truck racing,
or get
probably
maimed.
Gonna
you
die
can still
too.
Get maimed pretty good in demolition derby, but
it looks so much fun.
That would be. I think it'd be so stress relieving.
Bumper cars for grown-ups.
Just say, hey, here it comes. Yeah. And try to see how long you can keep your vehicle alive. I mean, that would be fun.
Oh, it would be a blast.
Dragging Charger, I think, would be the perfect vehicle.
Like, all right, so when it gets to its last legs and last wheels.
It's got so much wrong with it right now, but it just keeps right on running.
Hax, who are you going to hang out with the most in Hawaii?
No one?
You and Sean not going to go?
No.
Hang around?
No.
I feel like he's a guy that would like quiet, too. Just like,
just sit on the beach a little
and
nuts.
Do nothing.
He's a little...
Little nuts?
And that's because he's incredibly addicted to the game of basketball, and that's all he focuses on, and it's what keeps his heart beating.
Bench sitters, actually just choice because he's the only one that can afford them. Which makes the better coat, mink or beaver fur? I don't know that I've ever felt a beaver coat. I probably have in one of those fur stores in the mountains. My grandma did have a mink coat, and it was the softest thing ever. So I wouldn't mind a mink coat. I don't
just go up there to Ohio.
How could a guy ever wear it?
Start harvesting.
Like a guy wearing a mink coat would be a little.
Oh, you could pull it off.
In this part of the country,
you could pull it off.
Okay. All right. I'll get one then. Benchwarmers, saw Chuck and Jamie gave their top five Big 12 basketball teams. What are yours?
They
gave theirs yesterday pre-Gonzaga game, but I do think both had
Baylor, Texas. Kansas, Texas, Texas Tech, and...
Now, who's number five? TCU's got that loss.
Oh, she's got a loss.
I think mine.
Oh, you've got a loss.
I've got my number five team in mind.
I haven't kept any. Iowa State?
West Virginia.
West Virginia?
Because they beat Pitt. They beat the doors off of Pitt the other night, and it's a Power Five win. I don't know. Culver's, you know. I don't know. I think that West Virginia.
Culver.
Not Culver. Wait, Culver. Oh, he's gone.
He long gone.
Okay. I haven't watched any of it. Just going off of scores. So
if Oklahoma State plays like they did at Oakland, they're a top five team.
That's true.
But if they play like they did against Southern Illinois, they're last place.
Personally, I'd probably flip-flop your top two, by the way. I would go Kansas one just because they beat Duke the other night, and they've got the best win in the league right now because I think Duke's a better team than Gonzaga is, just watching them. So... Can't read that one.
Is this at my expense or your expense?
Oh, no, it's me. Hacks, you got your life raft aired up and ready to go? You guys are great on the chat line. Innuendos.
Yeah.
I need to get to the weekend. Todd. I need to get to the weekend. Dylan says, first flight ever for me was senior year to Hawaii. It was wild yet smooth.
I'm really lucky on this because it's a very large plane,
mm-hmm.
and it is not full, which means I won't have to inconvenience anyone with my death at 30,000 feet. Mm-hmm. I think I'll be all right. I'm hoping.
Someone said, Hacks, drink some Kona coffee and a tropical itch drink. Jet lag on that short trip shouldn't be too bad. I went to Nepal to hike Mount Everest.
We've got
an Everest hiker in our audience. 17 hours from Houston to Dubai, 9-hour layover, and then 6 more hours to Kathmandu. It's pretty brutal. 9-hour layover, 6 more hours.
And then
I don't want any part of that.
Man, just the journey to base camp is...
How do you like get your legs back before you go hiking on the toughest hike in the history of the world?
Wow!
I did not realize we had a Everest hiker. Did you get to the top? I'm curious on that. How high did you get up Everest? If that's the case,
Have you watched the documentary yet?
I've seen a documentary on Everest, but I don't think I've seen the one that you were talking about.
Well, this little incident caused a lot of those bodies you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dylan said, are the Zags bad or are the Horns that
good? They looked bad. Flat out bad.
Oh, I don't want to be the cliche guy that's going to sit here and say Longhorns aren't good. They are. But, man, that Gonzaga team didn't look like they had an answer. And Mark Few teams usually early in the season look pretty good, right? I mean, we've seen a lot of Gonzaga teams win good games early in the season.
This is a three-part mini-doc. It's Aftershock, Everest, and the Nepal earthquake.
So it said, so what? We have an Everest climber in the audience. We have a guy at Raymar that rescued Choice off of a mountain. Jamie, I owe him my life. I don't think it's rescued.
Choice just went to sleep.
He didn't rescue me. He just didn't leave me. I don't think he did a whole lot beyond that.
Where was that at again?
That was in New Mexico. We hiked the highest peak in New Mexico, Wheeler Peak. He just didn't leave me. That was the only thing for the bears and the mountain lions. Mostly because he was scared of the mountain lions himself. And I had the gun. Hex, enjoy, man.
Sleeping with the gun, the Woodman story.
Have fun in Hawaii.
I'm going to try.
For Hex and Jax, I'm Choice. It's been the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.